Ever notice how we tend to think about achieving great things as the solo journey? Especially in areas like software engineering, where it feels like it's all about some sort of individual brilliance.
Yeah, it's like the lone genius coding away in isolation. But what if that's not really the whole story? What if, success is more about something communal, something kind of unexpected?
That's exactly what we're going to dive into today, right? This idea that there's more to success than just like raw talent.
Exactly. And the springboard for our deep dive is this really interesting blog post, Being a Good Engineer. It's this engineer's take on what really makes a difference in a field known for, its technical demands.
So for our listeners, and we know you guys are all about going deep and understanding things quickly, this isn't just for the coders out there, right? It's about those core principles that can help you excel in anything you're passionate about. So let's break down these insights and see how they apply beyond just software development.
Sounds good. And I think it's interesting how the author kicks things off by talking about motorcycle riding.
Yeah, right. It's this analogy that kind of sets the stage for the whole post. The author talks about riding with people who are just like way faster and more experienced. And at first, it was intimidating, but it became this super valuable and supportive environment.
I can see that.
And one big takeaway was like, while raw power matters, think of it like a high performance engine, the truly skilled rider, the one with like deep knowledge and experience, always has an edge.
Right. It's about more than just horsepower.
Exactly. And it got me thinking about professional growth. Like, it's not just about raw talent, it's about leveraging different strengths, whether it's your own horsepower or the brain power of a network. Which brings us to the first key element the post highlights: friendship. And not just any friendship, but friendship with really capable engineers.
And I think what's really interesting here is the emphasis on friendship rather than just, professional connections or networking. It's deeper than that. So what are some of the benefits the author talks about?
Oh, they describe it as being absolutely essential, even calling it their secret sauce. These friends are the ones giving incredible advice, offering what they call spectacular code reviews. Like, imagine having your work examined really thoroughly, but in a way that helps you improve.
It's like having a built-in team of mentors who really know their stuff.
Totally. And it's not just about technical skills. These friendships are constant sources of learning, like having a whole network of mentors.
And it sounds like these aren't just those surface-level connections either.
No, not at all. I love how the author describes it. They magically managed to throw me a floating device during the deadliest thunderstorms at sea.
Wow, that's a powerful image.
Right. It shows how vital that support can be during tough times. And it's not just one type of person either. These friendships, they're spread across different companies, different continents, and they include people of all genders, which brings in that diverse perspective we always talk about.
And I think, thinking beyond engineering, this idea of a strong support network is crucial in so many fields. Think about marketing, scientific research, education, having colleagues who can give feedback, share knowledge, offer encouragement. It's huge for both individual and team growth.
Yeah, totally. And for overcoming obstacles, too.
Absolutely. And there's even this article the blog post links to. It's called Redefining the Networking Industry Through Collaboration. Even though it's specific to networking, it really speaks to the power of teamwork in general.
Like the idea that big breakthroughs rarely happen in isolation.
Exactly.
It really makes you think, who are those people in your network who really push you to be better, who'd throw you that floating device when you need it? So then the post shifts gears to the second crucial ingredient. Competence.
And I love the author takes a different approach to defining competence.
Yeah.
It's not just about intelligence or being super disciplined.
Right. It's more nuanced than that. They describe this idea of being like laser focused, totally immersed in the work, almost like it's just you and the machine.
Yeah.
They even mention Paul Graham's essay, Maker Schedule, Manager's
Oh,
Schedule.
that's a classic.
Right. And for those who haven't read it, it's about how people who do creative work, makers, need those big chunks of uninterrupted time to really be productive.
Versus managers who are often juggling a lot of different things in shorter bursts.
Exactly. And in a way, engineers are kind of like makers too, right? They're building these complex systems. And this need for deep focus, it connects back to that idea of being fully engaged in the task at hand.
Which I think is so relevant for anyone trying to learn something new. Like, you need that dedicated time to really immerse yourself, to really grasp a new skill.
Absolutely. So back to competence, the author defines it as this mix of curiosity and stubbornness. What do you think about that?
I love it. It's so true. You need that initial spark of curiosity to really understand how things work, you know, to get to the bottom of a problem. And then the stubbornness, well, that's what keeps you going when things get tough.
It's like that refusal to give up.
Exactly. It's not being inflexible. It's about that persistence, the willingness to keep trying until you find a solution.
And it's what turns that curiosity into results, right? It's about figuring things out and seeing them through, not just relying on, like, natural talent.
I think that's a key point.
Total.
It's about having that drive. And it's interesting how these two traits, curiosity and stubbornness, they almost seem like opposites, but they work together so well.
Yeah, like a dynamic duo, right?
Yeah. Curiosity pushes you to explore, to keep learning, and then stubbornness gives you the strength to actually apply that knowledge, to work through those roadblocks you're going to hit.
For sure. And the post emphasizes the importance of taking good notes,
which can help with both curiosity and competence.
Right. Notes help you track your discoveries, those aha moments, and also those questions you still have. And builds a knowledge base, right? Like a little library of your own insights.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to emphasize the importance of persistence, the author throws in this great quote from Calvin Coolidge. Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful people with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. The slogan, press on, has solved and will always solve the problems of the human race. It's pretty powerful, huh?
Wow, that's intense.
Right. Talent, genius, education.
Yeah.
Those alone aren't enough. You need that drive, that press on mentality.
It really drives home that point about persistence.
It does. But then there's this linked article, Calvin Coolidge was almost right, which brings in a little nuance.
Ew, interesting.
Yeah. It suggests that while persistence is important, you also need to know when to adapt, to change your approach if things aren't working.
So it's not just blindly pushing forward.
Right. It's persistence, but with a little bit of smart flexibility mixed in.
I like that. So we've got these two pillars of success from the perspective of a software engineer, those strong friendships and competence, but defined in this unique way.
Right. Curiosity plus stubbornness.
But how does all of this apply to other fields, to the things our listeners might be doing in their everyday work?
Well, let's start with friendship. In a marketing team, think of it as those strong collaborative relationships, you know, where people feel comfortable bouncing ideas off each other, giving honest feedback and supporting each other during those crazy launch periods.
And what about in education?
Oh, totally. Think about mentorships with experienced teachers.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like having someone to guide you to be a sounding board when you face new challenges.
Exactly. And in project management, it's that strong team dynamic,
where everyone trusts each other's expertise and can rely on each other to get things done. So that core idea of collective intelligence and support, it carries through, even if the specific job is different.
Definitely.
And what about that competence thing, that curiosity and stubbornness combo?
Ooh, well, imagine a scientist. Their curiosity fuels their research questions, you know, their hypotheses.
Right, that desire to understand.
And their stubbornness. Well, that helps them push through when experiments fail, when they hit a dead end.
So they keep refining their methods until they find something that works. It's like that grit that gets them through.
Exactly. And think about entrepreneurs. Curiosity helps them spot opportunities, think of new solutions.
And their stubbornness keeps them going through all those inevitable setbacks, you know, all the challenges that come with starting a business. So those traits, that desire to learn and that refusal to quit easily, they're so important in any field where you're pushing boundaries.
Totally agree. And there's another article the blog post links to. My third week at Red Hat, coding skills is half the story.
Interesting title.
Right. And even though it's about a tech company, it emphasizes how crucial those soft skills are.
Mm-hmm.
Communication, collaboration, problem solving.
Which ties back into everything we've been talking about. So it's not just about being technically brilliant.
Exactly. The human element is just as important, if not more so.
Absolutely. And for those who want to explore further, the blog post includes some other cool links. There's one called Taking a Break, Getting a Sabbatical, which is about the importance of stepping back, reflecting, and recharging.
Which is super important in any demanding field. You can't run on empty.
Exactly. Burnout is real. And then there's this more personal link, R6 Pictures and Burning Some Rubber video.
Yeah.
About the author's love for motorcycle riding.
Full circle. Back to the beginning.
Right. But it also highlights the value of having passions outside of work. Those things can bring you joy, reduce stress, and sometimes even offer new perspectives that you can bring back to your work.
Yeah, like unexpected inspiration from seemingly unrelated activities.
Totally. So as we wrap up, this engineer's reflections give us two really powerful takeaways, and they apply way beyond just coding. First, build those strong relationships with your colleagues, those work friends who can support and guide you.
Your own personal board of advisors.
Exactly. And second, cultivate that competence. But remember, it's not just about intelligence. It's about curiosity and stubbornness, those two powerful forces working together.
They really are a dynamic duo.
And these aren't just engineering principles. They're about being successful in any field where you need to be creative, to solve problems, and to keep growing.
Totally agree.
So for our listeners, think back to a time when collaboration or your own curiosity played a huge role in your success. How can you actively develop those traits as you move forward?
It's a great question to ask yourself.
And maybe even check out some of those linked articles for even more insights.
That's always a good next step.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.